Religious leaders and parents need to understand that young people today are growing up in a very different world, one where information, both good and harmful, is readily available on the internet and social media. So trying to protect the youth through silence or fear is no longer enough. Instead, we need guidance based on facts, respect, and understanding. So religious leaders and parents need to realize that acknowledging sexual and reproductive health is not the same as encouraging immorality. It's about protecting lives, reducing harm, and empowering young people to make healthy choices. The reality is that many young people are sexually active, whether anyone talks about it or not. So wouldn't it be better if the religious leaders and parents had gave the youth the right tools and knowledge to protect themselves? Parents and religious leaders should be a part of this solution, helping us grow into responsible adults, not judging us or punishing us for being curious or human anyway.